Well, to Labor's national conference in Adelaide this week and the internal push to strengthen the party's platform on gambling harm. The federal parliament is considering new laws on restricting gaming advertising and sponsorships and tightening online controls, but they fall short of recommendations from a Senate inquiry, including the introduction of a national regulator. Earlier this month, Labor's New South Wales conference unanimously passed a motion calling for a moratorium on new poker machine licences and a tax increase on some clubs and a reduction in the number of pokies in the state. Darcy Byrne helped to lead that fight. He's the mayor of Inner West Council in Sydney and president of the Local Government Association of New South Wales and joins me now. Darcy, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Darcy, you've likened the hold that poker machine lobby has on politics in your state to that of the gun lobby in the US. What do you mean exactly?
Well, it's important to understand how bad the problem is in New South Wales. We are literally the world champions of poker machine prevalence. We have almost 90,000 machines in our state, and they're in the community. They're not in casinos. They're on every corner. And that means that we're now setting new records for losses from poker machines. $9.3 billion last year, likely to be more than $10 billion this year. And overwhelmingly, that money is coming out of working class communities and from low-income families, the very people that the Labor Party exists to represent. And that's why it was such an important step forward to have a unanimous resolution of the New South Wales Labor Conference to say, enough is enough, we have to turn this around.
How do you see the consequences of particularly poker machines? How do you see the consequences of that in your part of Sydney?
Well, in the Inner West municipality, about $42 million in losses in the last quarter. So a very bad situation, but nowhere near as bad as places like Fairfield and Canterbury, Bankstown and Blacktown. In Fairfield and Canterbury, Bankstown in particular, it's likely in the near future that in both of those communities, losses will exceed $1 billion each. And this is really an obscene figure. And that's why, because this has been going on for so long without any reform, there's a growing chorus of civic society speaking out to say, we can't go on like this. And we can't go on being the world champions of poker machine prevalence. And I think there is now a recognition within our party and hopefully within the whole of the body politic in New South Wales that we have to come together and make this change.
What sort of response do you get from senior figures within the party when we have ministers on this program and ask them about the action that the government is taking, particularly on online gambling? We repeatedly get the line that this government has done more than any other on this issue, but it still falls short of the recommendations put forward by the late Labor MP Peter Murphy. How do you see it?
Well, it's simply a statement of fact that this government has done more than any other. And what they are seeking to do through the legislation in the parliament, which has not occurred with poker machines, is a systematic response to put guardrails around online gambling to minimise the harm. And whilst you might say that they should go further, I think those trying to make an argument that this legislation should be voted down because they don't consider it perfect, that would be a grave error. It's not going to be an improvement for harm minimisation if there's no new regulation and the legislation isn't passed.
On Radio National Breakfast, you're hearing from the Mayor of Inner West Council in Sydney, Darcy Byrne. Darcy, one issue that's set to be fought on the floor of the ALP National Conference is a commitment from Labor to increase funding for local government, raising the contribution to 1% of Commonwealth revenue. Why is that necessary?
There is a crisis in local government financing across this country, and it's in regional, rural and remote communities in particular. In many regional councils, you have a situation where they've got thousands and thousands of kilometres of roads that they have to maintain and upgrade, a dwindling population base, very limited revenue-raising capacity and responsibility for stepping in to cover state and federal government services where they are not provided or withdrawn. And that means that in some regional councils, there's the possibility in the medium term that they're simply going to run out of cash. They're going to have a liquidity crisis and not be able to pay for the basic services that every Australian should be able to take for granted. And that's why we're hoping that there'll be action at this conference to turn that around, to address this systemic problem. It's important to note that this is something that that both sides of politics have not taken action on until now. And the vast majority of communities that are most acutely affected are ones in National Party electorates. And it's very frustrating that federal National MPs in Canberra have not listened about this problem. And that's why it falls to the Labor Party in government now to step up and fix it.
Darcy, we've got less than a minute to go. Do you have any federal ambitions politically? And is the Prime Minister's seat of Grainler one that you would look at in the future?
I have a fantastic job as Mayor of the Inner West Council in Sydney and as the President of Local Government New South Wales. And my perspective on Canberra is that Anthony holds 94 seats in the House of Representatives. And at the next election, we're going to have a big fight against the hard right and we want to increase that seat total further.
Darcy Byrne, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks very much for your time.